May your faithful, before a traore comes to an end, you will have the opportunity to approach the communion rail and venerate the relic of the true cross. That is, you will press to your lips the golden case which contains a fragment of the cross on which our Lord died. That first Good Friday, this tiny piece of wood was saturated with the precious blood of Jesus, shed for love of us. And now it is here upon our altar. Our Lord once said, "If I be lifted up from earth, I will draw all things to myself." And St. John says that our Lord said this, referring to the type of death he was to suffer. Our Lord is now lifted up upon the cross. His Sacred Heart has been pierced. His arms are open to invite us. His side is open to receive us. Infinite wisdom has exhausted itself to draw the hearts of men, and he has done it by means of a cross. St. Alphonsus says, "Truly, O Jesus, you have left nothing undone to draw all hearts unto thyself. Many are the happy souls who, seeing thee crucified and dying for love of them, have given themselves wholly to thee." When in just a moment you kiss the sacred relic, promise our Lord that although Lent is coming to an end, you will not give up the spirit of his cross which you have learned. Promise to bear in union with him the portion of the cross he shares with you. Promise to set aside time for daily prayer, especially his mother's rosary. Promise to avoid sin, near occasions of sin, to practice virtue and to love his Sacred Heart above all else. For with his help, you can do these things. Now our Lord is lifted up. Let him draw your heart to himself.